A giant lives among the residents of the Christchurch suburb of Addington. They might not realise it, though, unless they are keen acanthologists. It's a specialist in cactuses or cacti. It's a San Pedro cactus. Last time it was measured, it was 7 metres high, but now it's being sold piece by piece, and its unusual size and bulk is attracting interest from around the world. Johnny Small is overseeing the operation, and he joins me now. Hello there.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, not too bad.
Is this your cactus?
No, it's not. No, I'm not the owner of it. I'm selling it on behalf.
Okay, so where do you fit in? How did you become involved?
I've known the owner for quite some time. We've been doing a lot of work at his house, obviously ready for it to be sold and that. And obviously he didn't want it to be destroyed. He wanted this plant to be regrown. And yeah, so that's why we decided to cut it down and then advertise for people to purchase it.
Can you describe the cactus for us?
It's a San Pedro cactus, which is known as a hallucinogenic cactus, but that's not the reason why we're actually selling it. It's more for its genetics. There's a big following through New Zealand and obviously nationwide for cactus growers. And this is the whole reason, you know, behind it. It's not actually, as the press has stated, that it's a drug-producing cactus.
Yeah, that was the headline, wasn't it, Johnny?
Yeah, it was, which I'm a wee bit disappointed about, because that's not the whole reason why the press did the story on it. It was more to the fact of, you know, this thing's probably one of the largest cactus known possibly in New Zealand. As I say, it's over 30 years old and 7 metres tall. And its genetics, you know, is what people are after. And there's obviously a big following for people to take cuttings of this plant and actually replant it to you know, revive the plant itself, so it's not just giving signs of life. So.
Is it one of those ask no question things though, Johnny? Are they, you know,
No. Because of the nature of it, you know, I mean, I have done a lot of looking into the people that have been buying it through Facebook, and that's why it's also been on all the cactus pages around New Zealand as well, so that actual cactus enthusiasts can enjoy this plant, you know what I mean? It's not out there for people to do whatever they want, take the drug out of it. You know, that's not the reason behind us selling the plant. It's a beautiful plant. Like I say, it's very rare for it to be this size and to be so old as well, you know, so we actually just want this thing to live on.
Do you know much about the history of it?
I know it was planted 30 years ago from the owner, from just a small root cutting that he'd taken, and then over 30 years it's turned into this monster, you know.
Just conditions must be just right for it where it is, eh?
Yeah, I've talked to a few cactus people as well, and they also believe that the genes of the plant as well has got a lot to do with it as well, being such a fast-growing gene as well. It's not usual that these things grow that fast over that time to be the size. There's only very selected few around New Zealand that are the size. Obviously, it's a shame that it's been taken down and, you know, and cut up, but like I say, it's going to the people that actually love this plant and are enthusiastic about growing it and keeping the, you know, basically its heritage going, you know.
Has the cactus attracted many rubberneckers?
It's been cut down, obviously, before it got advertised in the paper for that reason. We don't want, you know, undesirables actually going in there and ruining this plant. Mm. So we have been very careful and selective about who it's been going to and the knowledge of it, you know, and obviously now it's down and it's gone into the front page of the paper, which it wasn't supposed to be. It's had major attention.
To be honest, you get a reporter around to take a picture of your hallucinogenic cactus, it's probably going to end up on the front page, Johnny. That might have been a bit naive.
Well, possibly, but I was told it was going into the garden part of it, and like with the heading of it as well. You know, it sort of perceived me as like being a drug dealer.
Right.
The stuff that's been put in stuff with international bidding war. Well, that's not correct at all. I've had a lot of interest from overseas. Obviously, we've got to get a hold of MPI and also customs and that to make sure that we are legally allowed to import this cactus into the country. You know, we're going to have to go to all the right channels to do all that. But we've had a lot of interest nationwide anyway, you know, I mean, it's legally we are allowed to ship through the post, you know. So, you know, it's a bit of a shame that they've perceived it mainly as a drug user's plant.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there that just love these cactus, you know, and just sad to see it go, but they're more than happy to purchase a cutting of this plant to either graft onto what they've got or start from new. So,
How hard is it, all these people who are pretty keen on the genetics of this plant, how hard is it for them to take a cutting and grow it at their own place?
It's extremely easy. See, the way that the plants have been prepared, they've actually been done properly. All the ends have been had sulfur and lime put on them, so they actually the callus, as they call them, and then from there you can replant them and they will grow roots. It's a very strong and hearty plant, so it grows in very good conditions and that as well. So pretty much anyone can actually grow it, you know.
Is it very prickly?
Oh, very. Yep, very. There's some major big spikes on this, as well as some deformations on some of the limbs, which are very well sought after as well, just because of the shape and the way that the fins on it are growing too. So, yeah.
Must make postage and packaging pretty interesting, Johnny.
It does, but you've just got to make sure that everything's wrapped up properly as well. Obviously, everything's, you know, going to be notified as well with what's been, you know, on it as well, so that there's no chance of anyone getting pricked or, you know, coming to any injury whatsoever. So.
I get the feeling you've been a bit disappointed with the attention over the last 24 hours or so. Any regrets about getting involved in this cactus?
No regrets whatsoever. I'm just a wee bit disappointed that I've sort of been perceived as selling, you know, a drug plant for that use, you know what I mean, where this is totally incorrect. And it's, you know, it's being sold that so people can actually enjoy this plant, and like I say, the genetics, and you know, can live on through other people who really enjoy this, you know. So that's my only disappointment. I have had a lot of people getting a hold of me today, you know, that they're sad to see it all go and that, but they're more than happy to take a cutting. And a lot of people as well that are getting a hold of me have actually been showing me their collections and what they do and all the rest of it as well, to make sure that I know it's not going to people that are just going to for drug purposes.
Yeah. Hey, is this guy going to make a bit of money off this?
He will do, yep. It's not a huge amount of money. I think it's more of a satisfaction of knowing that it's actually going to the right places. You know, as I say, he planted it 30 years ago, you know, so, you know, he's been with this thing for 30 years and watched it grow over the years, and, you know, so, you know, it's not just about the money, you know.
Hey, thanks for making some time for us today, Johnny. Really appreciate it, and good luck with the project.
Cool. Hey, thanks very much. Cheers.
So that is Johnny Small, who's been overseeing the deconstruction of the 7-metre-high cactus in Addington, known for its hallucinogenic properties, but that's not what Johnny's interested in, and he reckons that's not what the people buying it are interested in either. They're keen on the genetics.